how many in this building here that's sick and you know that I do not know you, know nothing of you? Raise up your hand. There is the person that I know. How many has a desire on their heart for some loved one or something? You know I don't know. Or in need of anything. Just believe. Before God, before the Holy Spirit, I'm going to look and see if I know anybody in this building that I actually would know. There's a man sitting here that I'm looking at. I don't know his name. He come here with those missionaries. I forget your name. I was introduced to him the other day. This man here waves at me once in a while, but I don't know him. I don't know who he is. I'm just looking to be sure that I know Sister Schrader sitting here. Of course, Jackie, Brother Moore's daughter. And there's my daughter-in-law, Laura. And isn't this the lady here from up at Hot Springs that I talked to this morning, Sister Humbert? What's that? Humbert. I know her. Outside of that, I don't know anyone out there. I'll catch the platform maybe tomorrow night if you want. All right? Let's see. The Bible said, prove me, saith the Lord. Is that right? Now, you be sincere and you pray. Let me turn my back and see if God keeps his word. If the God that dwelt in that flesh down there, that man, that theophany or whatever it was, the God that dwelt in Jesus Christ, through Jesus, everybody thought he talked double. But sometimes it was him talking, sometimes it was the Spirit talking. Now remember, Jesus was God. We're not God. He had the Spirit without measure. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelt in him. But we have the Spirit by measure. Well, now, if I took a spoonful of water out of the ocean, that would be comparison. You'd never miss it. Well, that's the Holy Spirit on me and on you. But remember, and Jesus had the whole ocean. Was in him, all of it. But if I took a spoonful of water out of the ocean, the same chemicals that's in the entire ocean is in that spoonful. Every chemical in the ocean's in there. It's in the water. It's the same Spirit, but not as much of it. But it'll act the same way, because he promised it. I'm just asking you to say this. Lord, be sure you put a scripture. It is written in the scripture that you are now our high priest. That can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. I have a need. Lord, to confirm your word to me, let me be able to touch your garment. I don't say that he will do it. Remember, I don't say he'll do it. I'm just taking him at his word. Now, if you say, Brother Bram, heal me, I wish I could. If Jesus standing here, he couldn't do it. He's already did it. He's just trying to get you to believe it. If he will do this to you people out there, just sitting out there, will it shove away every doubt, and you'll believe with all your heart, all over the building. Will you raise your hands to God, say, just make me a believer? All right, pray. Now, Lord, this is not for a show. This is to confirm your word. You keep your word, I believe every word. Now there's men and women out there just to me like the people was the day that you were on earth. Like the woman touched your garment. You're in glory tonight, sitting at the right hand of the majesty. And you're a high priest, you said, that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. We cannot heal. We know we're not healers. But you make yourself known that you're still God. Let someone, Lord, have faith enough to touch you this time. I pray that. Then you let me, your unworthy and unprofitable servant, be able to relax myself and get my own self out of the way that you might speak your mystery to your church to confirm. Father, Moses wasn't worthy of going down to Egypt, but you chose him. Peter the fisherman wasn't worthy to be apostle, but you chose him. We are not our own, we are God. I'm not worthy to be your servant, but you have chosen. None of us are worthy, but you have chosen. Let peace in our garden, that the hard part of your word will be performed, that the people might know that you are God, and I'm telling you the truth. Now, the people are looking, and they're wondering, and the Bible has plainly said, if there be one among you who is a prophet, I will speak to him. What the man says is the truth, comes to pass, then hear it. Father, I'm saying this that they might believe the message that I'm preaching to them. I pray that you'll confirm. I spoke of you. Now speak, Lord, that I have told the truth. Grant it, Father, as I wait on you for a full of faith from somewhere in the name of the Lord Jesus. There's a lady that's here before me. She's suffering with arthritis. Here she sits right here. Hand up like this. That's true. You were praying that God will turn me around. He has. Your arthritis is gone. I don't know the lady. I've never seen her. Are we strangers to one another, lady? I don't know you. You don't know me. That you might, you believe me to be his prophet? I mean his servant. That word stumbles. Out of look on me. Believe. What about that boy? You believe God can tell me what's wrong with the boy? If I could heal him, I would do it. I can't. But Jesus can't. But God is in our flesh now. That boy's got rheumatic fever. If that's right, raise up your hand. Well, he did have it. He doesn't now. If thou canst believe. What did she touch with my back turn? She touched the high priest. Do you believe now? Pray, somebody. Believe. Have faith. There's so many of us. So many. You think she'll be healed of that cancer? Your aunt? You believe that she'll be made well? She's not here, but you were praying for her, an aunt that's got cancer, believing she'll be well. Just have faith. Don't doubt. Believe with all your heart. God answers prayer. Do you believe that? Have faith in God. Somebody through this section somewhere. No matter where you are, pray. Oh, Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Rapha. The God of vision. The God of power. The God who we know in Jesus Christ. Let it be so far. Yes. Now I can see if I can find the person. I'm looking at someone back there that seems to be near. Ted Dudley. Is that Ted sitting there? Thought it was. Right in here is it, Ted? It's right behind you. A lady back there. Yes, it's not her sick. She's praying for her son. That's right, an elderly lady. He lives in Mississippi. A sinner that you're praying for to be saved. I've never seen her in my life. If those things true, lady, raise up your hand. Is God still working in human flesh? What about you all back in that part? Do you believe? Back in there? Pray with all your heart. He who knows all things, I pray thee, Lord, knowing the heart of man, not that man might be known, as you spoke in tongues this morning, but the message said there's prophets in the midst. We know that too, Lord. Who would you speak to back there? Yes, a young man. Wearing a shirt that's buttoned up, no tie, a sports shirt. I don't know you, young fella. I've never seen you in my life. Do you believe me to be his prophet? You're from away from here, from a school. Have faith. You're praying for your little brother. He's a spastic. You're in Texas at this time, but your little brother is from a country that's got mountains in it. It's Idaho. Your name is Mr. Hunt. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and receive what you've asked for. Oh, the roads of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the morning star, the alpha, the first and the last, the written offspring of David. Man sitting there with a double hernia, ruptures in all three those quiet parts. Mr. Finley from Mississippi. I don't know you, but that's the truth. You believe? Have faith. Miss Farmer? Never seen you in my life. You believe God heals your throat trouble? You can go to Mississippi too and get well. Miss Boyd, next door, you're from Shreveport. I don't know you, but you have bursitis, neuritis. Get well. Bring on the Lord. I'm not here, but he's here. Wiping the tears from your eyes, laying on a bed, dying. There were three lepers set at a gate one time. They said, why do we sit here? If we sit here, we'll starve to death. In the city, they were eating one another's children. So why sit me here? Let's go do something about it. If we go to the camp of the enemies, if they kill us, we'll die anyhow. We're going to die anyhow. But maybe they'll save us. And on the basis of going to an enemy's camp, God rewarded them. If God will tell me what your trouble is, lady, your shadow, there's a dark shadow over you dying. If he'll tell me what your trouble is, will you rise and not go to an enemy's camp to take a chance to come to the house of the living God where you're expected? Will you believe me as his prophet? You have cancer on the spine. You've been in bed for weeks. Rise up. Receive your healing. Go home in the name of the Lord Jesus. You believe? How many? That's you. Tonight in this audience like you did in the days when you're here on earth, because it's just exactly with your promise. Speak, O God, while we humble ourselves and submit our lives into thy hands. If you'll only do it once, Lord, once more, then the people here will be asked for a reason why they didn't follow the prescription of the Bible. For they see that truly God is working through his church and through his people. May I humbly ask this, our kind, loving Savior, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you. Amen. All right, you raise your hand. I'm looking right down this way at a woman, got her head up praying. I do not know her. I've never seen her in my life. But right over her hangs that light, the pillar of fire. And I'm watching it as it's moving. The woman was praying for me to turn and call her. And she's suffering with a rectal trouble. You believe with all your heart, you may be healed.
little lady is from, you might know who it is, she's from Fort Smith, Arkansas. Stand up to your feet, little lady, with a little shawl on your back there. Your erectile trouble has left you. Hemorrhoids, my name. Now, I solemnly hold my hands. I've never seen a woman in my life to know. You don't have a prayer card, do you? Because there's no prayer card. I do not know you. Is that true? We're strangers. Raise up your hands so the people might see. I never, if what he told you, was it the truth? Wave your hands. It's the truth. I want to ask the audience something. Who did the woman touch? She raises her hand. She's never saw me, and I've never saw her. And yet, the Spirit of God is here to go back to her, the same one. She had faith like the woman that touched the hem of his garment. She never touched me. Look how far she is from me. She touched the high priest. That proves that he's here. The lady sitting right behind them on the end, a little feathered hat. She's praying too. Do you believe me to be his prophet? You're suffering in the back from an accident, wreck. That is right. Besides that, you have arthritis. Correct. Complications. You have a loved one that you're praying for. A son. Nervous break. You have a husband you're praying for. He's an alcoholic. That thus saith the Lord God. Do you accept Jesus Christ now? If those things are true, raise up your hands so the people will see. If I do not know you, you don't know me, wave your hands. I know it. Do you believe with all your heart now? And go receive what you've asked for. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believes. If you believe, you have to believe first. See now, see, the only way I'll ever know what I said to the woman is on the tape. That wasn't me talking. That was him. But there's something still hanging with the woman. She's wondering, oh, it's a boy, nervously. No, here it is. It's an evil spirit that caused the boy to have a breakdown, and it's on this fellow over here. He just had a breakdown, too. He's from Georgia. He's a minister. Reverend Farrell, your breakdown is over, sir. Your nervousness is gone. Jesus Christ makes you well. Now, to this man, I've never seen him in my life. We're totally strangers to one another. Ask him, was those things true, sir? Wave your hand if that's true. Every what he told you was the truth. I do not know you. No, sir. Now, who's here that knows him? Christ. Is that right? Say, the man sitting by you there, also, that you might believe and know that I am his servant, not me. You're praying for your wife, also from Georgia. Have a good courage. It'll be all right. If thou believe, if you can believe. Do you believe? If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Little lady sitting here praying with a spinal condition in the neck. Right over here. You're from Baton Rouge. Miss Hahn, stand up. Receive your healing. I don't know the woman, never seen her in my life. We're total strangers. If we're strangers, wave your hand, sister, so that they'll know. You have faith and believe. There's that angel standing right back here. See that light? Don't you see that? If the woman's got a spiritual problem, Mrs. Haynes, her name, Miss Haynes, you believe with all your heart, you'll be all right. Accept it now? I don't know you. I've never seen you. A lady sitting by you there praying also, she has a bowel trouble. You believe God can tell me who you are, lady? Miss Jackson, you believe with all your heart. I challenge your faith. Here. If you people up in the audience, back on the back and hear me, you colored people, raise up their hands. Way up. Third from the end, I hear that colored lady suffering with a kidney trouble. The one sitting next to her suffering with kidney trouble also. You accept your healing? Raise up your hands if you accept your healing. All right? Go home. Christ makes you well. Have faith and believe. Don't doubt. God is here. You people know chairs and things. I can heal you. I can tell you what's wrong with you, if you'll believe it. Spastic, polio, right in your back. If you believe with all your heart, you can move your chair and go home and be well, if you believe it. But you have to believe it, with all your heart. Who's this laying on a top? That man? Yes. That's caused an operation. Running blind. True. Tumor operation on the brain. Paralyzed him, made him in that condition. I can't heal. But the Holy Spirit is here. Do you believe the angel of the Lord is in the midst of the people? Do you accept him as your healer? Our Heavenly Father, as I ask these people to lay their hands on each other and pray, I ask that you confirm your word further to say this. You said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. I pray thee, Father, just now, while your divine presence is with us, may each and every person that's in divine presence, as I feel myself weakening, may you, Father, heal every one of them. Let them know that it is thee. Be not afraid, it is I, saith the Holy Spirit. The only resource of help in the time of trouble, come, everyone, receive the balm of Gilead. Be inoculated from all fears and doubts. Receive the Lord as your healer and Savior. In Jesus Christ's name, I ask it. Amen. I charge every man in here and every woman, boy and girl, in the name of Jesus Christ, whose presence is here, that knows that no mortal man could do these things on earth. It's right. It's absolutely got to be the Spirit of God, and I charge any clergyman to deny that the Bible doesn't promise this will happen just before the end time. See? And the Bible is fulfilled tonight. Jesus Christ, the resurrected one, the one you call the third person, is the same person that's in our midst now, working in our flesh as God worked in the flesh of his own Son, Jesus Christ, is working in the flesh of adopted children through Jesus Christ, as he promised. A little while and the unbeliever will see me no more, not to the end of the world, but ye shall see me, for I'll be with you even to the end of the world. Here he is tonight. I wonder tonight, in the presence of this great Holy One, how many of you would like to have the prescription set over you? Would you like to come and accept him as your Savior? Rise and go downstairs with us and be baptized. Would you do it while we sing a song, if you will? I love him. I wonder if you'll rise and come up here and stand where I can pray and lay hands on you that you might receive the Holy Ghost. That's how you receive the Holy Ghost, is by laying on of hands. The Bible says that. Are you aware that Christ is here? Raise your hand. What does hinder us? Philip said to the eunuch. What hinders us here is water. Peter said on the day of Pentecost, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's the one that you see working here. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to them that's far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Follow that correctly and find out what takes place. That's what I did, and that's what took place. You do it, and it'll take place with you. With our heads bowed now. Great Holy Spirit, your presence is here, healing all over the building. Now may those, Lord, who are without you, that doesn't know what this great Holy Spirit means, doesn't know even the forgiveness of their sins, may they come forward now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask. Won't you rise now and come here in the presence? God's going to ask you at the day of judgment. I appeared in Shreveport on that Saturday night. I preached the word to an uneducated person. I preached my word. I showed myself alive to confirm my word. And you'll be asked to give a reason why didn't you accept it. God bless you, my brother. God bless you, my sister. Someone else, if a person has never been baptized yet in Christian baptism, there's no other farmer in the Bible, no place at all. If you are a sinner, come forward. If you're a church member, come forward. If you've never been baptized by the prescription that Peter laid out in Acts 2:38, I charge you before God and the angels. Why is it you will doubt me as a prophet when I stand here and tell you the truth and know that the prophet has the word of the Lord? That's his divine office. I tell you the truth. I ask in Jesus Christ's name that everyone without water baptism, you've been sprinkled in whatever way, come and be reconciled to God. Follow the prescription. Upon this rock I'll build my church. The gates of hell will never prevail against it. I love him. Rise to your feet now and come, will you? Watch it. Because he first loved me and first. Come now. Why are you not coming? Why? Say, my church believes it's blankly. My church believes something else. I'm asking you why, by the prescription that God gave, there's not another prescription in the Bible contrary to it. If there's anybody can show me a prescription contrary to that for salvation, come do it. Not there. That's God's prescription. Why will you not? Is there anyone here that has followed God in this order? Raise your hand. How many years followed God in this order? Maybe all of you have. If you haven't, then you're going to be asked at the judgment. Remember, the same God that is up on me, the same Spirit telling me to ask this and to make this challenge, says to me now, he'll ask you at the judgment, which you may come before morning, why didn't you do it? Saith the Lord. We can't play church no more. God's in our midst. You feel that terrible awe? Are you aware of what that is? It's the Holy Spirit calling, moving, trying to move in once more, so I'll be sure that no blood will be upon my hands at the day of judgment. Remember, I charge you before God. Come. I love you,
Thank you.
receive the Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. That's the prescription. Is there another before we offer this prayer and go to the pool? That's never been baptized.
Under the unction and conviction of the presence of the Holy Spirit, as man comes to the bow of his heart, as you receive the one that is made to be the Holy Ghost.
O God, creator of heavens and earth, author of everlasting life and giver of ever good gifts, send thy blessing upon my sister. May she receive this blessed Holy Spirit as she goes to the water.
Yes.
I obey your command. Through Jesus Christ, I ask it. Amen. Oh, what a solemn moment. The awe of the Holy Spirit. It just seems like somebody's grieving it. I don't know. Maybe it's me. See, because I trust it's not. Because I made an awful statement just a few moments ago, not knowing, even heard myself say it. Charge this audience before Jesus Christ that they'll answer why that day.
no excuse, see, because he's done manifested himself by his word, through his word, in his people, and he's here. Show me anywhere else. Is that all now? Another? Or? Of something we could pinch with our hands and realize what's taking place here now. We're unaware of it. I say these things maybe in riddles to you. Maybe you do not understand it. But if I could only let you have what I know now, what I feel now, I know what's present, a great hour of decision. This church has come to its hour. It comes to its Mount Transfiguration in this fellowship. Things that took place that wasn't even ever thought of. It was prophesied a long time ago would take place. This is the hour of decision for many. I'm so happy that these come. Think of it. The great Holy Spirit of God that met Father Abraham out there has come down into our midst, working in mortal lives, each one of us walking through this building. Just exactly what he said he would do. We see the great meetings and conferences that was spoke of 2,500 years ago just take place a week or two ago. We see the atomic age. I was quoting last night a prophecy that was given me back in 1933 of seven things that take place. Germany, the Siegfried Line, and the president election, and all these other things. Five of them has already taken place. Two left. The coming of the control of a woman in the United States to take over maybe a church, to take over, to rule. Watch it, thus saith the Lord. And then I see him create an automobile that didn't need a steering wheel in it. I've seen that Maginot Line, it was, instead of the Siegfried, the Maginot Line, 11 years, and told the people, wrote on paper. He's never one time I charge any person in divine presence or in the world. They ever tell me one time that the Holy Spirit ever spoke and said these things that it didn't come to pass. That's right. Oh, what an hour that we're living in. What a moment right now. A hush like a death somewhere. See? Now, is there another, is there someone else that would like to come at this moment, would like to walk up here and say, I have never received the Holy Ghost, Brother Branham. I'm a church member.
I've never been baptized in Christian baptism. I've been sprinkled or poured or what more. But I want to come according to the way the Bible tells me. I'm not ashamed. I want Christ. I'm coming right now. I'm just going to say one more time we'll sing and remember then. Till tomorrow morning then. And then we'll take these audience here right downstairs. I think everything's ready and the baptistry is filled and we're ready to go into baptism. Just one more person. God bless you.
Heavenly Father, may we receive the blessings of God. Walking down now.
It's lined up. Now, I'd like to say this to you. Now, how many knows that there's no man that can heal you? How many knows that healing is, divine healing is the finished work of God at Calvary? See? And it's based upon whosoever will may come and accept their healing by faith you believe it. Is that right? By faith you believe it. Now, some people has gifts, like a real good preacher, he can take that word of God and just lay it out there like that, some good theologian, and that's the gift of healing. They can make you see it through the Word. Now, I can't do that because I'm just not that much of a preacher. So then, I can't do it that way. God seeing my ignorance of that, so then He gave me another way to let you see it. He gave me a gift to manifest the resurrection of His Son, Jesus. Through that you might believe. That's a good way, isn't it? To believe on the Son of God. Isn't that right? And when you do that, then you'll be healed. Now, if He can prove that He's here, how many understands that now? Let's see. I'm just looking for something to happen in this prayer line tonight. I don't know why. I just feel real good, and I feel that something will take place. Yes, the people that's crippled or anything, you set them right along here, like the chairs and so forth, I'll come down and pray for them, sir. I want the ladies up here. I like to feel the anointing of the Spirit first before I pray for these claws and things. Now, I want you to be real reverent, and just, now, when I mean reverent, see, when the Holy Spirit is speaking, now, all these people in this prayer line are strangers to me. I don't see a person along there I know. Is Brother Babs in there? Yes, Brother Babs is back there. I know him. I guess, you see anybody in there I know? A lady's nodding her head there that I know her. So I know you there, lady. I prayed for you. I mean, I know this. I don't know nothing what's wrong with you. I have no idea of knowing what's wrong with you. Sure. But God does know, doesn't He? So that's what we're thinking of. Now, in the audience, I guess all the prayer cards are standing here in the line. You in the audience that hasn't got a prayer card, and yet you believe that God will heal and make you well. How many believe that? Now, may God grant it. Now, let's not be in no hurry. Everybody reverent. Now, for this prayer line, it'll probably take about 20 minutes to get the prayer line through. And then when we do, I want to not just pass them through laying hands on them. I want to pray for them. I believe that that's the way God will let me do it. But I want you to know now, without any discernment, the Holy Spirit's here anyhow. Here not long ago, there's a man in a certain meeting. Just didn't believe in my teaching on the Bible. And he goes to a meeting, a certain fellow did, and not knowing it, I know about it, because he's no more seeing it than I see it in the vision in my hotel room. I don't see how some people can do that and come up and say these things when you know better. See? So he said, now, Brother Branham is a prophet of the Lord. He said, but don't listen to his teaching because he's wrong. The same Holy Spirit that preached the service tonight,
The same Holy Spirit preaches all these things. It's the same Holy Spirit that discerns the thoughts of the heart. Certainly. What is the mark of a prophet? He's a divine interpreter of the divine word. That's exactly the word of the Lord came to the prophet. That's who it came to. Not the theologian, the prophet. Do you know what prophet means? Take the dictionary and look and see what it means. An interpreter of the divine word. And then come and say such as that. See how people just got so churchy so they don't know God no more. That's it. That's what makes us so newly. It's just you want to get back to that stage of real, genuine Holy Ghost faith. Yeah, I see one man. I know this Baptist brother sitting over here, Brother Dalton. I want to say something. I'm expecting Brother Dalton. You see why I'm lining him up there about. How many heard the story of the squirrels and things you all did down here, I guess, and so forth? A new ministry's taken a hold in my life. That's what I got these here for tonight to try. I've seen it happen about 3 or 4 times. The first time it ever happened on a mortal being. The second time it happened was to this Baptist brother sitting over here. You stand there at the church. The children, teenage, reckless as they could be. And we've been praying for his children. All at once, that same Jehovah Jireh turned around. I said, I give you your children in the name of Jesus Christ. I think every one of them is saved now. Every one of them, all of them saved, every one of them. The brother sitting right there from Willow Shade or Somerset, isn't it? Somerset, Kentucky. Somebody in here, some of you Baptists, want to see a Baptist preacher with the Holy Ghost? Stand up this minute, Brother Dalton. There's a Kentucky Baptist preacher with the Holy Ghost. Isn't it wonderful? It sure is. All right. Now let's be real reverent. Brother Brown, are you or some of you helpful on this side of the platform? Now you without prayer cards, be real reverent. Just be real quiet now. Everybody. Now if the Lord does something and you want to praise him, all right. But see, just keep your position. Keep waiting. Keep under expectation. You out there now that doesn't have a prayer card, maybe the Holy Spirit would say, turn around. How many never was in one of these meetings before? Let's see your hands. Never was in it? Well, my, my. I guess it's... Do you still understand the meeting, my ministry? It's heavier than in one, but yet you understand it. Raise your hand. Well, that's okay then. You haven't... You understand. See, it isn't me, but Jesus, the Son of God, is the high priest of our profession, confession, the same thing, sitting at the right hand of the majesty of God, sitting there making intercessions upon our confession. Is that right? First we have to confess he's done it. Then he starts making intercession. And he's the high priest that can be touched by what? The feeling of our infirmities. Then, if we can touch him with our infirmities and he's the same high priest, yesterday, today, and forever, wouldn't he act the same way? Is that right? Then how did he do when a woman touched him? He turned around, told her about her blood issue, and told her her faith had saved her. Is that right? How many out there think you got, it's sick that thinks you got faith enough to touch him? Let's see your hands everywhere. It's your state. God bless you. I believe that's... All right? Let's just have one so I get started at anointing. If it's just one person, you all won't say that. You just go ahead. Is that right? I want to find the anointing first so that people will realize this woman here. I suppose we're strangers to one another, are we, lady? We do not know each other. All right? Here's a lady that's a stranger to me. We were born miles apart, years apart, and this is our first time we've ever met in life, as far as I know. She says she's a stranger, and God knows I don't know her. It's something the woman's here for. Maybe domestic trouble, maybe financial trouble, it may be sickness, it may be for somebody else. I don't know. But this is a sign like St. John 4 to make it scriptural to you. A woman and a man meeting for the first time on earth. Jesus talked to the woman just a few minutes to find out, to catch her spirit. How many know that? He got talking to her about segregation. She said it's not right for you to ask me, the Samaritan, but have any dealings with each other. But when he found her trouble, he said, go get your husband and come here. And he told her, and she said, I perceive that you are a prophet. Now we know that when the Messiah cometh, who's called the Christ. When we know he's coming. When he comes, that'll be his sign. How many knows that? The Bible teaches that. Well, that was the Messiah's sign yesterday, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Would it be the same sign today? Here we are, two together. Never met before. Now, if he will tell her what has been, now she'll know whether it's true or not, what's wrong with her, or what she's here for, something, I don't know, or what it is, then she'll know whether it's true or not. Then surely she would know it. Everybody has to be from some spiritual power, is that right? Because there's no way for me to know the woman. I've never seen her. She don't know me. And here we stand, and you out there, I don't know you. But God knows you. And he promised to do this. He's not doing this because he just wants to show you his goodness. He's doing it to fulfill his word. Jesus healed the sick, not because he had to, but because he wanted to fulfill the word. That's exactly. That's why he did it. It might be fulfilled, which is spoken to the prophet. And this is might be fulfilled, was spoken by Jesus, that he would do it in these last days. Oh, we are to tear the building down, look like, with joy. See? But we're still shaking the little barrels and staring, see? Oh, glory. When that comes up, you feel it. It's just something I don't know. You say you don't feel that. You just think I don't. Sure do. All right, sister, just a word with you. Just to talk to you a minute. One of these days, we're going to meet God. We're going to have to give an account of all the things that we've ever done in life. If the Lord God will reveal to me something that you're here for or something other in your life, well, you know whether it's right or not, won't you? And then if he does, will you believe then? You know I couldn't do it because I don't know yet. If he'll do it, then you believe it's his power, his spirit that's doing it? You sure would. That's fine. I'm doing this just merely to catch your spirit. Exactly. We're here, two human beings, and this is the first time meeting, and your spirit and I'm a spirit, and the Holy Spirit's here trying to find the trouble. Yes, sir? I see what the woman's wrong with her. She got a cancer. And the cancer is on your hand, you got covered up.
That's true.
She isn't seeing it. But he knows it. All right, sir. You got high blood pressure. Complications. Is that right?
Sure.
Raise up your hand.
That's right.
Now, do you believe?
Sure.
Then I condemn all your ailments in the name of Jesus Christ for the glory of God. Amen. Go home and be well. Jesus Christ, make you well. I'm a stranger to this woman. She was born probably miles apart and years apart. She's a lot younger than I, and this is our first time meeting. Well, wait, I wasn't to have that discernment, but I was just going to go on. But well, I started. Might as well go ahead on this. All right? Now, lady, if I will be able through the Holy Spirit to tell you something about yourself, something that you know that I do not know, then would you accept me as his servant and believe that that Spirit is the Christ, the Son of God? You would believe that. It's really not you. It's someone else. It's an elderly woman. It's your mother. She has a tumor. I see you looking in a showcase window in someplace I've seen it before. It looks, it's Arkansas. Fort Smith. Your mother has been in my meeting somewhere. She was healed before. That's right. Your husband has something wrong with his eyes, doesn't he? Sitting out here. He's going to be all right now. Mm-hmm. You're Mrs. Metcalf now. You just return back, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and be made well. Some of you out there without a prayer card now. You believe with all your heart. Do you believe? Elderly lady, you don't have a prayer card. Of course you don't. If I can't heal you, Mother, it's your daughter. You believe that God will reveal to me what's wrong with you? You'll accept it? It's heart trouble. That's right. If that's right, raise up your hand. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Go home and receive it. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Believe all things. That man sitting out there, Fistula. You believe Jesus Christ to make you well? You can accept it? All right, sir. Raise up your hand. White shirt on. Kind of surprised you had much faith, didn't it? The lady sitting right there, a little hat. Having headaches, aren't you, sister? My grand. Have faith in God. God will heal you. Now, you see, you don't have to be up here. You have to have faith in God. Isn't that right? Have faith in God. That's all. You believe with all your heart? Don't doubt. Believe. Have faith. Have faith in God. I don't know this man. He's a stranger to me. Is that right, sir? If God will reveal to me your troubles, will you believe on me as his servant, believe on Christ as being the Son of God? You will? You have asthma, asthmatic condition. Here's another thing's wrong. The big thing is wrong with you. You're not a Christian. You need Christ to be your Savior because you're shattered in blackness. You accept Jesus as your Savior? Will you accept him as your personal Savior now? And he'll heal you and make you well. Will you receive him? Raise up your hand, James, and say, Lord, I believe you. You'll do it right now and with all your heart, and he'll heal you of your asthma. The decision is yours. Come over here and sit down and take it over just a minute. Believe it. You accepting? Then I pronounce you healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Go be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, calling on the name of the Lord. You believe? You believe he'll heal you that nervousness? All right, go ahead. Be healed. You believe you healed that diabetes? Go and be healed. Be made well. You believe your arthritis will be gone and God will make you well? Go and be healed in the name of the Lord. Believe God will heal that cancer? Go be healed in the name of the Lord. You believe he'll heal that cancer and make you well? Go believe in the name of the Lord and be made well. If thou canst believe, do you believe with all your heart, everybody? Everybody believe? Whoever don't say a thing to you and just lay my hands on you, will you get well? In the name of Jesus Christ, go and be healed. Amen. Believe. You believe with all your heart? You're already healed. And that man back there got healed. That rectal trouble. His tool alike. Huh? Don't believe. Mr. Allen, be made well in the name of Jesus Christ. Come. You got stomach trouble. Or you did have. Go eat. Jesus Christ. You believe now? Everybody have faith. Believe with all your heart. In the name of the Lord Jesus, go be made well. You said you knew me out there. And that's the reason I didn't stand there. Go ahead and faith. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, may our brother be healed. Amen. These signs shall follow them that God will heal your kidney trouble, honey, and you'll get well. Go believing with all your heart. Look here, sweetheart. Your heart's going to be all right, man. You're going to be well. That help you? Okay, go and be well in Jesus' name. I bless this cloth in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Have faith. You believe, sister? I pray for my sister in the name of Jesus Christ that she'll be made well for God's glory. Amen. Come. You need blood. Anemia. You believe that God will give you this? In the name of Jesus Christ, may you receive it. Amen. Have faith in God. You believe, sir? In the name of Jesus Christ, may God of heaven make you well. Amen. Have faith now. Don't doubt. Brother Babs, come here. I've been my brother for many days. Lord God, creator of heavens and earth, send thy blessings upon this, my loyal friend, and make him well. Through Jesus Christ's name, I bless him. You who could put the fruit in his daughter's womb and give her a lovely children, you can also put healing in his body. In the name of Jesus, grant us. Amen. Go back and be well, my brother. God bless you. Sister Moore, of course, I know you too. O eternal and righteous God, creator of heavens and earth, give thy blessings unto this, my sister. She's becoming into your work. Soon, Lord, I believe that her and Brother Jack will be out in your work completely. I now ask that the weakness and things leave her body, and she be made well in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, Sister Moore, for believing now. I truly believe that. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Do you believe that? Mm-hmm. You're nervous, aren't you? Mm-hmm. You think his ear will get all right? You'll be all right? All right, go bless you. Oh God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll bless our sister. Heal her, I pray, in Jesus' name. For this great, mighty church sitting here under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, seeing the signs that Solomon did, and are greater than Solomon is here, the Lord Jesus himself in form of the Holy Ghost, may these people never doubt. I pray in Christ's name. Amen. See you now. Baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, God's Son, I lay hands upon the little one and rebuke this devil. In the Jesus' name, may he come out and be well. Amen. Have faith now. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke the devil that's done this to my sister. May she be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Come, sister. Father God, with your anointing here upon us, and as the ransomed church of God, we pray this prayer of faith for our sister. Command this devil to leave her in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Eternal God, Jehovah, come in the power of your resurrection and heal this our sister in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, eternal God, take the nervousness in this poor little woman and let her go and be well in Jesus' name. Amen. The reason I said that, it makes you like that. You go bleeding on it, it'll be all right. Blessed Father, with hands laid upon this woman, with the Holy Ghost anointing here, I pray that you heal her in Jesus' name. Amen. Believe now, all your heart. Great Jehovah God, I pray for my sister, along with this mighty church, in the name of Jesus Christ, may she be healed. Amen. Lord, with my hands laid upon his, I ask this petition and this prayer for him. In the name of Jesus Christ, may he be healed. Amen. Eternal God, author of everlasting life, giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon our sister in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that you'll heal this woman and make her completely whole through the resurrection of Christ. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, heal this little girl and make her completely whole for your glory. Amen. Eternal and righteous God, we are waiting to see your great hand. Move, O God, and heal our sister in Jesus' name. Eternal God, author of life, bless my brother who I bless in Jesus' name for his healing.
Yes.
Amen. Jehovah Jireh, the healer, come and be merciful to this little woman, seriously sick. May she be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Jehovah God, in the name of Jesus Christ, heal this my sister who I pray for. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. The Bible said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. You promised it, God. I'm believing it, and I know that we are anointed now with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Eternal God, bless my sister Schrader. I pray, God, that you'll give her strength like she's never had before. May she go from here tonight in the power and spirit of the Holy Ghost and serve you all the days of her life. Get glory out of her, Lord, but she has to have strength. Strengthen her, Lord. And this nervousness that's doing this evil to her, I condemn it in the name of Jesus Christ. Sister Schrader, in the name of the Lord, there's nothing wrong with you but your nerves. I say that in Jesus' name. You haven't got one speck of TB or nothing. It's your nerves and it's getting you down. Rebuke the thing and walk away and be well.
God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that you'll heal her in Jesus' name. Amen. eternal God. I lay hands upon this my brother. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask for his healing. Amen. Bless you, brother. Lord God, the God of hosts, I pray that you'll help this poor little weak woman and give her strength and heal her in Jesus' name. Amen. Go happy, sister. In the name of Jesus Christ, I lay hands upon this man and heal him in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal our sister and make her well to the glory of God. Amen. Heavenly Father, I lay hands upon my sister and heal her in the name of Jesus Christ. May she go and be well. Amen. Dear God, I lay my hands upon this little boy and ask for his healing in the name of Jesus Christ. May he go and be well. God of heaven, I lay my hands upon my sister and ask that in the name of Jesus Christ that her faith won't fail. She'll be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. God, this little mother with her head bowed, I pray that you'll heal her. I offer this prayer of faith, all my heart for her. In Jesus' name, may she go and be healed. O eternal and blessed God, I lay my hands upon her in the name of Jesus Christ and ask for her healing. Amen. Eternal and blessed God, I lay my hands upon my sister and ask for her healing in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Eternal and blessed Father, who brought again Jesus from the dead, I lay hands upon my brother and ask for his healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. A lady couldn't come up. One of the cards. Where's she at? One couldn't come up with a red coat. But this lady sitting right here. All right. I'll come lay hands on you if you believe. He's here too. You have a card? Right here? Yes. You don't have one? Kitty trouble at you anyhow, so just leave with all your heart. Kitty trouble too. See how the devil try to get between the two women there just then? One on the other. Just as soon as I mentioned you, it went right to that woman there. Come back and forth and I seen that dark streak leading over and I seen what her trouble was. Come right back and you got the same name. Frankly, you haven't got but a half a kidney. Your left one's gone, your right one's only half. That is true. Now, to go back south from here and go well? You do? You will? All right, Miss Dobbs, you can go back home and be healed then if you believe with all your heart.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the hands of all my brothers, asking for his healing through Jesus Christ our Lord. Eternal and righteous God, upon the head of my Hallelujah. Sister, I lay my hands and ask in Jesus' name for her healing.
Yes.